Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 18, the first of this year, 2018, in fact. And so welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year period. I'm recording this on the 4th of January, 2018. It's our first of these for the year, and the title is therefore, I suppose appropriately, I hope appropriately, How to Set Yourself Up for Spiritual Growth in 2018. What's the best way to make sure that you give yourself the best chance possible to grow spiritually this year? And by the way, I apologize for the quality of my voice, but the new year and Christmas time required an awful lot of singing and talking, and I'm still recovering. Anyway, I hope that won't be too distracting from what I want to talk about today. Now, the blog version of this is online at malcolmcox.org, and there's a video and audio versions. Today, how can we set ourselves up for spiritual growth in the 12 months that lie in front of us? What goals do you have? What aims do you have for spiritual growth in 2018? Well, I've done some thinking about myself the last, looking back at 2017, and then thinking about what I learned, how I grew in those, in some areas, where I didn't grow as much as I might like, where I think God might be pointing me towards for spiritual growth in the coming years. So here are my thoughts on this. Someone once said, if you aim at nothing, you are sure to hit it. And there's a lot of truth in that statement, of course. But when it comes to spiritual goals, it can be a bit tricky. It can be a bit tricky figuring out how to aim for spiritual growth, let alone what to aim at. Spirituality and growing in it is about our character, our integrity, our relationships with people and with our God. As such, it can be tough to tease out specific goals and such that they don't become rules, and we don't need that. That's not helpful in our relationship with God. Sometimes the actions we come up with can endanger the relationship or the substance of the goal. So what's the answer? Well, firstly, we need to remember what the point is. What's the point of what we're trying to achieve? The point of a goal is never the same thing as the goal that we set for ourselves. The goal in this context of what I'm talking about here, the goal is a tool, it's a means, it's a method. The point for us is God. The point is Jesus. I wonder if this is the kind of thing that Paul had in mind when he wrote in Philippians chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. So the point for Paul wasn't the sufferings. The point wasn't about his participation. The point for him was becoming like Christ. And so in all that we do, as we shape our goals and our aims for the year ahead, let's bear in mind that the point is to become more like Jesus Christ. So if that's the point, how do we get there? So here's where we need to talk a bit about strategy. Our all healthy aims still need a strategy. Having an aim in itself will get us nowhere. I believe there are four steps I'd like to share with you here for developing a sound strategy for spiritual growth. So tell me what you think about these. Number one, aspiration. Number one is aspiration, clarifying your aspiration. That must come first. The aspiration is not, in this context, the goal. Goals change, strategies change, but the aspiration never does. We'll never achieve full Christ-likeness in this life. Thus, we aim always to grow, not to arrive. Examples of aspirations would be things like having more of the compassion of Christ, having more of the courage of Jesus Christ, having more of his faith. Those are aspirations. Which particular aspiration is right for you this year, right now, for you, for 2018, wherever God has brought you from and to till this point, Where is God pointing you now as to be the next Christ-like aspiration? So number one, aspirations. Number two, one. Point number two is one. In other words, find one tool that will move you in that direction, in the direction of your aspiration for more faith, more compassion, more love, more patience, more whatever it may be. What is one tool that you might take you in that direction? And that becomes the focus of your goal, which we'll talk about in a minute. So that tool could be things like the Bible, prayer, friends, books to read, conferences, things like this. What is one tool that will take you in the right direction? Choose only one, I would advise. Life is complicated enough already. So, aspiration, and then one tool, and then thirdly, action. Action. Now that we have an aspiration and a tool, we need to find an action, making it simple, including using a verb to describe it, making it daily, if at all possible. The action is not the point. That's about Jesus. Of course, we talked about that earlier, but it will move you in the right direction. And I'll share an example of this in a minute. So, aspiration, one tool, an action with that tool, and then fourthly, what is the goal? And you think, well, aren't all these part of the goal? Well, they're all constituent parts in a sense, or they lead up to the goal. But the specific goal that you're going to focus on can be this one thing, which is to execute the action connected with your tool in pursuit of your aspiration. So that's my definition of a goal in this context. The goal is to execute your action connected with your tool in pursuit of your aspiration. I'm sorry if that's a bit of a mouthful, but I think it does describe what a goal is here. So what is your goal to get towards your spiritual aspiration, your desire for growth? Okay, enough theory and ideas. Here is an example from my own life. So having thought about 2017, here's what I thought about. I thought my prayer life has been pretty good this year, not last year, not perfect, of course, and I can still grow. But I felt like I made significant progress in my prayer life, but less so in my Bible study. So I think God's pointing me more back towards my Bible study, which has been a strength more in the past, not so much in 2017, at least in comparison. So my aspiration is this. Firstly, my aspiration for 2018 is to be like Christ. So it's Christ focused, right? It's like Christ in that he found, I'm reading this off this tablet here so I can get it right, to be like Christ in that he found spiritual food, fuel, and faith from God's word. So where did he get his spiritual food? Where did he get his fuel? Where did he get his faith? It came from God's word. I want to be like him in that way, or more like him in that way. And as I say, my Bible study was not so good last year. It was okay, but it was only okay. And it wasn't where I think it could be, nor where I really want it to be, and nor where I think it needs to be if I'm going to continue to grow. So I need to maintain my good spiritual, my prayer habits and keep growing there. But my Bible study is going to be more of my focus so that I can become more Christ-like. My one tool. What's my tool? My aspiration is clear. My tool? Well, that's quite simple for me. It's just the Bible. That's the tool that's going to help me to make progress with my aspiration. Thirdly, my action. Well, my action is to spend the first 30 minutes of every day in Bible study. The first 30 minutes. In other words, once I've got up and done my ablutions and got a cup of tea, I sit down at my desk and after writing briefly in my gratitude journal, that's a thing I'll share about another time I'm doing this year, just 5 minutes writing in a gratitude journal. After that, the first thing I do is 30 minutes of Bible study. I'm not going to let anything else get in the way. There are other good things one can do. And I'm not saying this is the only way to start one's day. This is the way for me, the action that's going to help me to use the tool, the Bible, to take me towards my aspiration of being more Christ-like in finding my spiritual food, fuel, and faith from God's word. So that's my action, spending that first 30 minutes with my Bible, studying it, and so on. That's the action and my goal. So then what is my concrete specific goal for 2018? Well, my goal is to do this every day. In other words, that 30 minutes at the beginning of the day without any distractions. That 30 minutes is to do it every day from the 1st of January for the first 90 days of the year. Now, of course, I think I'll continue it beyond that, but I don't want to set a number so high as 365. It seems so far away, it's not meaningful. 90 days, the first quarter of the year, feels good. I can do 90, and I think I can do more, but I would like to focus on that 90 and then reassess whether I should change what I'm doing in any way. So that's my goal, every day for the first 90 days of 2018. I've ticked off the first 4 days already, since it's the 4th of January now. Now let's talk for a moment after that about motivations, because motivation is key. Without the right motivation or without clear motivation, we won't maintain what we're attempting to do. We all get tired at some point and get a bit fed up, so we need clarity on our motivations, and we need to have the ability to easily access our motivations to remind us of why we're doing what we're doing. So I have three motivations for my aspiration. Firstly, to feel close to God and provide me with prayer fuel, so that when I go out to pray after my Bible study, I'll have some specific things to pray about from my Bible study, not just from feelings, which are okay, but I that's what I want to prioritize this year. Feeling close to God and providing me with prayer fuel, that's motivation number one. I enjoy that feeling. Number two, to feel spiritually fed and focused at the start of the day. I have that sense of confidence that I've been with God's word to then give me a focus for the day. I like that feeling too. And thirdly, to have integrity as I teach other people. I can't be teaching other people about Bible study and prayer and spiritual growth if I'm not doing these things myself. So I want to have that integrity. That's my third motivation. So the methods. Let's talk about methods for a moment. All of these nice ideas are great, but how are we going to make sure they become habitual part of our routine in a way that will make a difference? So I have three methods for maintaining this goal for the first 90 days of the year. And the first is I have put a daily reminder in OmniFocus. If you know OmniFocus, it's a productivity tool, a project planner and manager. And I use that for many things. And so I put a daily reminder and it repeats every day. Once you tick it off, it comes back again for the next day in OmniFocus. I open that every day. And so I'll see it there. Secondly, I have put a tick list in my full focus planner. Where's my full focus planner? Okay, if you're watching the video, there it is, my full focus planner. That's a diary, but a bit more than a diary. And I write it in there and I have a tick list in there and I tick it off each day when I do it. And then I've also put a reminder. My third way of reminding myself is to put a reminder in my Coach Me app. I'm a coach on Coach Me, and as well as being a coach on there, you have your own sort of tick list things on there where you keep a track of goals that you yourself want to achieve. And so I've put my own daily Bible study in there. So, and I look at that every day. So there's three ways for me to remind myself of what I'm trying to achieve. And if I miss one of those, at least one of the other ones should catch my attention and remind me. So that's my method. Christians follow Jesus. We think he's amazing. He is our key inspiration. And because of that, therefore, our lives are aspirational. Because Jesus is our inspiration, our lives are aspirational. We wish to become more like him. By definition, a Christian is ambitious. Ambitious to become more like the one we follow. And that's why goals matter, to take us in that direction. I know God does a lot of the growing in us, whether we want him to or not, whether we have planned in his way or not. But what better way to honor God or God's hopes for our growth than to make plans in the direction of growth? I believe that honors what God has in mind for us. So, that having been said, what's your greatest aspiration for this year? Could you let me know? I would like to know, and so would others who read these blogs or listen to these recordings or watch these videos. Could you leave a comment, leave a note to say what your aspirations are? Any comments you have on what I've shared, whether that's helpful, whether I've missed anything out, or your comments on my own goals, my own aspirations and actions, and so on. I'd love to know your thoughts. We learn best when we learn in community. I hope this has been helpful. I hope you have some good plans for the year, but I hope that 2018 will see you grow closer to God in your use of spiritual disciplines than ever before. I pray your prayer and your Bible study and your walk with God is the most fulfilling and satisfying it's ever been. Until the next time we speak, I hope you have a wonderful week of amazing fascinating, stimulating, and fulfilling quiet times. God bless.